Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players Community Theater is Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm doing awesome.
We got a big event coming up this weekend and next weekend. Bingo, the winning musical.
That's what we have opening this weekend, and it's such a fun and unique show. It's been a real experience preparing for it. It's a musical, and we do musicals, yeah. You know, pretty much every year, but it's a musical with a twist, so it's a little different than anything we've ever done before. So
tell us a little bit about what this is about.
Bingo the Winning Musical is about a group of diehard bingo players. They're best friends. They'll do whatever it takes to make it to the next game, including braving an epic storm to get to their, you know, their weekly game. In between playing the game, you know, and of course all the standard bingo rules and traditions, there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Right.
So as an audience, you're going to find yourself in the middle of this boisterous bingo hall, and the music is very upbeat. There's a lot of interaction with the audience. The audience will actually get to play a little bingo along the way as well and win a few prizes as we go along through the story. And it's just a really fun and quirky little show.
Very nice. And it's musical. So some very talented people you'll have up on the stage, won't you?
Absolutely. The matriarch of the show is a gal named Fern. And she's kind of, you know, the gang leader of these gals. And she's a little bit bossy, you know, but she's got a good heart. And she loves to play bingo. That's her life. She's willing to go to some extremes to make it to her bingo game. And that character is played by one of our own board members, and she also was the assistant director of the show, Renee Diener. And then cast as one of her best friends, Patty, is a gal named Rebecca N. Barnett. And this is her first time on the Shoreline stage, and she plays a quirky little character of Patty. And Patty is really neurotic and superstitious. She's the gal with all the little toll dolls, and, you know, has to have everything just so, and all her lucky charms and rabbit feet and things like that, because that's all, you know, and as far as she's concerned, that's what it takes to win a bingo game.
Right.
And she's kind of, you know, one of Vern's sidekicks who, through thick and thin, they are off to play bingo on a regular basis.
Right.
And then there's Honey. And Honey is kind of a lovable, but a little bit ditzy kind of flirt. And she's played by our own local gal, Elizabeth Aldrich, who also her first show with us, and doing an amazing job. First time on the Shoreline Players stage, but has performed in other shows elsewhere. And she's kind of, you know, got her eye on another cast member who's played by Jay Wells, and that is our bingo caller, Sam Moniepi. And Jay is a veteran to the Shoreline Players. As a matter of fact, we were talking about how long he and I have been doing Shoreline Players together. And he, in the past, has designed some phenomenal sets for us. He's been a stage manager. He's been on our stage and even got married on our stage.
Wow.
So, hey, you know, he's a dedicated member.
Boy, I guess.
And he has a dual role. He gets to play the bingo caller from the hall in the past as well, Frank, who's a little bit of a hippie. And so he's kind of coming and going. And just so happens his wife that he married on our stage and is also a veteran Shoreline Players performer on our stage and in our murder mystery, Tina Wells, plays Minnie Martinelli. She runs the bingo hall. She's the bingo hall manager. And they are joined, our last two cast members are Diane Teddy, and she plays Bernice Boudelet, and she's the super mom who's like the sweet and cheerful peacemaker. She's the pie baker. She's always bringing everybody treats and just, you know, nothing gets Bernice down. Bernice, you know, if it's raining, she's happy. If, you know, it's in bad seats, it's okay. There's a good reason for it. Everything just, and our last cast member is Alyssa Ratajczyk, and she plays Allison. And Alyssa is a member of our Shoreline Players Youth Drama Association, and she's kind of the fresh-faced newcomer who doesn't know a whole lot about bingo and maybe kind of by accident breaks a few of the rules because she kind of sees this as more of a new fun social thing, and some of the other girls take it a little more serious than that when the numbers are being called, you know, so she's got a little hard road there trying to find her way.
Very good. Great cast, and it's going to be a great play. Bingo, the winning musical, opens this Saturday. It's this Saturday and Sunday, and then next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, November 9th through the 11th.
That is correct. Shows are at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday matinees are at 2.
All right, and tickets are just $13.
Tickets are $13, and they'll be available at Gilbert's Drugstore or the box office, or you can get some dinner and a show tickets over at Tateville Affair and make a whole evening of it, and, you know, get a nice dinner, and then come join us at the show.
You betcha. Shoreline Players putting on the show Bingo, the winning musical at the Playhouse there on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda. From the Shoreline Players, Sue Miller. Sue, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sun. Sunrise Side today.